Welcome back to the second hour of 2 hours of Jewish Soul Music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. As you are aware by now, this is featuring a rebroadcast of an interview I did 22 years ago with Bensian Shenker. As part of this Bensian Shenker special, I'm playing that interview, and I'm advising you that you can hear another two-hour interview if you scroll back on the archive to show number 125. You'll hear a an interview from 2011, 5 years ago. Okay, let's return to that interview of 22 years ago. And I remind you that this is while I was at Seton Hall University, so broadcasting from their station. So you may hear some phone numbers and so forth. Make sure to ignore that. That's from a different world, a different time, a different era. I know that we have a recording that was made recently, a Shabbos in Mojitz.
Right.
Tell us a little bit about this and the selection that we'll be hearing.
The uniqueness about this recording is the fact that I have my own grandchildren singing with me on this recording. In fact, there are five of my grandchildren.
That's magnificent.
And I'm going to let's play a piece that they sing on their own. Very.
Now, did you write this?
No. This is a Mojitz composition. It was written by Reb Scholl.
Okay, and this is a tape that came out recently. It was
right.
It's a Shabbos in Mojitz, arranged by Yisrael Lam. I see you got all the great arrangers working
right.
with you.
Correct.
You want to tell us something more about the selection that we'll be hearing?
Well, the selection is interesting. It was composed by Reb Scholl, the Mojitz Rebbe, but it's not in his style at all. It was really done for children. It seems somebody once asked him to compose something that they can sing by the table, that everybody can sing. It's really, you know, like a real singable melody.
Uh-huh.
And this is what he came with. So, and I thought that was very unique, but that's not his style, really.
Okay. So these are your five grandchildren.
Correct.
And no one else, or just
no, just my and four of them are singing different solos at different points.
Super. Mm-hmm. And the selection will be.
Baruch Kehl Elyon.
Baruch Kehl Elyon, Hashanah Sachinucha, Min Hashanah.
Well, we were listening to five grandchildren of Benzion Schenker, and that's from the album A Shabbos in Mojitz. And we'll hear more about that in a second, but now let's hear our message from Rabbi Shalom Gordon.
Very pleased to have with me once again for his weekly commentary, Rabbi Shalom Gordon of Congregation of Atzion of 421 Boyden Avenue in Maplewood, New Jersey. Good evening, Rabbi Gordon.
Good evening, Charlie. We'd like to go a little deeper into the subject of the receiving of the Torah, which we celebrate in our Shavuos. Just as God himself is infinite and unlimited, so is the Torah, being God-given, infinite. Every individual may view Torah in a different light. Some regard Torah as a means to gain reward and avoid punishment as promised by the Torah. To others, the Torah is a guide to good, wholesome living and an ideal social system. Both of these views, however, are limited. Hasidic teachings go much deeper than these views of Torah. Hasidism delves into the profound inner significance of the Torah. According to the explanation of Chabad Hasidic philosophy, the underlying purpose of the Torah is to serve as the link between the Creator and creation. Creation is generally divided into four kingdoms. The first and lowest is the inanimate, inorganic matter such as rock, earth, or water. Next is the level of plant life, above which is the animal kingdom. Finally, on the highest scale of creation, is the thinking, speaking human being. But all of creation is finite. Only the Creator is infinite. And there is no common denominator between the two. In respect to the Creator, there's no difference among the four kingdoms of creation. There's no difference in respect to the Almighty, between the highest intellect among men and the crudest stone. Both are creations, and as such, have no co-relationship with the Creator. That is why it is impossible for even the most brilliant human being to grasp God with his intellect. However, God gave us a possibility to approach and commune with him. God showed us how an insignificant creature can reach beyond his inherent limitations and commune with God the Infinite through studying his Torah and obeying his commandments. And in this lies the most important aspect of the Torah and mitzvahs. They provide the means for us to rise above our status as creatures, mortals. We are capable now of attaining a far higher degree of perfection than we ever could with our own created limited gifts of mind. Thank you.
Thank you, Rabbi Gordon.
That was Rabbi Shalom Gordon of Congregation of Atzion of 421 Boyden Avenue in Maplewood, New Jersey. On behalf of the rabbi, I invite you to his class in Tanya, which is now at 8:30 every Monday evening. And if you'd like directions, I'll be happy to give them to you. It's right off of the Garden State Parkway in Maplewood, New Jersey. If you tuned in late, we have a two-hour special with Benzion Schenker, a favorite of ours, favorite singer, favorite composer, and a wonderful person. It's an honor to have him here in the studio with us, together with his wife and his son-in-law. And we just heard five grandchildren singing a selection, and Velvel, the father of four, is sitting here, and he was beaming. He was a little proud of
Kveli.
Both the grandfather and the father and the grandmother have every right to. It was wonderful. And now I understand we have another recording of this selection.
Not this selection, no.
Okay.
What I would like to do now, on my last, I visited Eretz Yisrael, Israel, in December,
right?
Hanukkah. And one of the, of course, I was there for a wedding. My brother married off a granddaughter, and that was the purpose of my going there. At the same time, I also visited the yeshiva, the Mojitzi yeshiva in Bnei Brak.
Mm-hmm.
And
are they all singing your songs there?
Yes. Well, they have a large repertoire because they have the older, the Rebbe's songs, and then they have my songs.
Uh-huh.
And of course, being in Eretz Yisrael, I just had to visit the yeshiva, and there was a Hanukkah gathering. They made a special gathering for Hanukkah, and a very nice, jovial type of crowd. Now, I sang there something which I have composed recently. Also, Mizmor LeDavid. It's another Mizmor LeDavid.
Mm-hmm.
And it seemed to have gone over tremendously. So I'd like to have that.
Now, this was not. This is not from a professional recording. This
no,
is, from,
this
from,
is
that,
from that gathering.
Gathering
it's not professional.
In Israel, Hanukkah.
Right.
So are we going to publish it?
Very possible. I mean, I am contemplating doing something right now, and this will be one of the pieces I'm going to
do. I want to tell you, I have a problem because there's 2,000 people out there recording the show.
Well, they'll have a very poor version of it.
Oh, okay. Okay, so this is a recent vintage Bensi and Schenker.
And believe me, nobody will then say I heard it 60 years ago.
Okay. Well, no, they will.
They will.
Okay, this is recorded just a few months ago in Hanukkah. First time over any radio,
right,
first
right,
recording, right. That's great. That was Hanukkah, just this past Hanukkah in Israel.
Correct. Now, something very interesting. You know, one of the students at Yeshiva is a very famous little boy, Srolik Heshtig.
Oh, yes.
And I got to meet him there. He's a very fine little boy, a little pious and all the works. And he was at this gathering too. And he sang there. And of course, it was recorded. And he sang a melody that was composed by the present Majid Sarebi in Eretz Yisrael. And it's something that has been becoming very popular now. It's a melody we sing in our shul, of course. And it was composed, I think, about a year ago. And he sang it beautifully. And
now, of course, we've played Shrulik many times throughout the past couple of years. That's when he had a higher voice at the age of 13.
His voice is changing, there's no doubt. But it still has that vibrance and so forth. I mean, it's
Mentioning the name of Herstik, I have to get a plug in of the fact that his uncle, Naftali Herstik, will be at the third annual Great Cantors Concert. That's on October 30th. It's a Sunday afternoon, and he'll be joined by cantor David Bagley and by cantor Abe Mizrahi, and Daniel Gildar will be the accompanist. So it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful concert. Those of you who attended in the past know that it's something very special, and I look forward to having many of you join us October 30th. It's not too early to start planning. Many of you like to plan very much in advance. Anyway, you and your wife were at the last concert. I was very pleased that you attended that.
Okay. We really enjoyed it.
Well,
I'm sure we're going
to. You're going to come to the next one, absolutely. Sure. So, with all that preamble, we're going to hear. This is a live recording of Shrulik Herstik. And this is a what is the selection?
It's a composition by the present Rebbe who resides in Israel, and he was there at the gathering too. He came in for about a half hour, and it was dedicated, of course, to the Rebbe himself that Shrulik sang this melody.
One brief note: if you wish to speak to Bensian over the air, give us a call at 201-761-9768. That's 201-761-9768. And now let's hear Shrulik. Shrulik Herstik.
Thank you.
that was really wonderful. You could just feel the energy and the excitement that was generated there. Right. That was Shula Karstik, together with a bunch of other young fellas.
Shiva boys.
Yeah. Okay, we have caller number one. Hello. Let's see. Hello. Hold on 1 second. This is supposed to be a speakerphone. And I don't know that we're... Okay, let's see. Hello? No. This is supposed to be a speakerphone, and... Okay, we were told that this was going to work. Unfortunately, hello, we're going to have to. Yes. This is Ben Sien's sister, one of his biggest fans. Okay. The Aishas Kyle isn't only sung in Flatbush, she says. She heard it sung in Oslo, Norway. Oh,
that's
okay.
Right.
That's great.
Last year she was in Oslo.
Oh, thank you so much for calling. We were supposed to have this working, and unfortunately, doesn't look like it's going to come over the air, but thank you so much for calling. Okay. Well, you know, we keep talking about technical problems and so forth, but maybe we can get it working in another minute or so. But let's go on to another selection, Ben Sien. I know that we have V'li Yerushalayim Ircha coming up.
Yerushalayim Ircha that we have coming up is sung by Avram Fried.
Avram Fried.
Yes.
Now, but is this a...
It's my composition.
It's your composition.
Yes.
Okay. And in the meantime, we'll see if we can get the speakerphone working to receive your phone calls. We're going into one of my favorite selections, right into it.
Yosiske gibe, la arbetzoira. Ayay, veho, kechosaria, itse mechoposai. Ayay, veho, 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 kechosaria, itse mechoposai. Yovosis, kekipoi. Yovosis, kekipoi. Yovosis, kekipoi. I love the tsaira. Yovosis, kekipoi. Yovosis, kekipoi. Yovosis, kekipoi. I love the tsaira.
That's one of my favorites, Bensian. That was
Vuhukhasan. That was Vuhukhasan, yeah.
Which album was that from?
Sounds of Joy.
Sounds of Joy. Yeah. By the way, there's so many great. All of your albums are wonderful, but that's one of my favorites.
I think it's my favorite too.
Yeah.
Yes. We have some very wonderful songs on it.
Yes. You know. We're still trying to work out the phone hookup to put you on the air, but you can't speak directly to Bensian Schenker while we're playing his music. Our next selection will be Yossi Soloyach.
Right. This is also a melody that's become like sort of
classic.
So commonplace that people don't believe that it belongs to me, you know. And it's only about 27 years ago that I composed it. You know? So
we're getting old, you know that.
That's right.
Okay, this is another wonderful selection, Yossi Soloyach.
Give some way, son, 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 son
We've been listening to some wonderful selections. You know, this is just side one of our tape. I think we're going to have you come back for another few hours. It's wonderful. Our next selection that we're going to be hearing is Or Chadash.
Right. Let me tell you something about Or Chadash. It was composed in 1967, and it was actually somebody who was connected with Kol Yisrael, with the Israel Broadcasting Company, that actually commissioned me to compose a piece. He was at that time, they were planning the festivals, the Hasidic festivals. Uh-huh. And this fellow was in the planning stage. He was a announcer on the Kol Yisrael. His name was Baruch Shein. He's still around. I think he's retired already by now. But he used to be on the Kol Yisrael that dealt with Hasidic music. And he was involved with this Hasidic festival. And then later he pulled out because he didn't take the right... he thought he wanted to be a little bit more Hasidic, not because the way it turned out.
A little
later,
pop, got a little popular,
real pop
yes,
music, yes.
Yes.
And he hadn't been in America right after the Six-Day War. He called me and he says, "I want you to compose something for Or Chadash, because I like to be able to present it on a Hasidic festival that we're planning for that year." Mm-hmm. And I did compose. Actually, when I composed the original melody. And then I came to Yisrael in that same spring, I think it was the fall.
68?
It was in 67. It was right after the Six-Day War. Mm-hmm. It was about 3 months after. Mm-hmm. And I only had the original melody, that little melody theme, the little theme. And then when I presented it to my people there, they all said that, why don't you add some chazanis to it? Why don't you give it a real chazanish flavor? And I composed something extemporaneously on the spot, which I used. And this is what really came out.
So well, you know, during the second hour of our show, we have the Levinim who love Chazanis. So I'm glad. Well, as far as I'm concerned, everything is soul music. This is in a class by itself. So I don't want to hear anything from anybody. Let's hear Or Chadash.
Oh,
We've been listening to some wonderful music. It's hard to believe an hour and 45 minutes have gone by already, Ben Sienna. We could go on for another 4 or 5 hours, I think.
Yeah.
I know.
Unfortunately, you don't have the time.
Right. Well, we've been getting phone calls at 201-761-9768, and people have, we haven't been able to put them on the air, but they haven't been able to speak directly to you. So, and Ben Sienna will certainly stay a few minutes afterwards, so... if you wish to call and just schmooze for a couple of seconds, say hello at 201-761-9768. Now, coming up it's hard to say what's a favorite, but I love this next selection.
Sameach de Savach, yes.
It's such an upbeat one, and, right. And the way you sing it.
I composed that for my oldest daughter's wedding.
Oh, really?
Yeah, among other things. I composed 3 melodies. This was one of them.
Oh, is that wonderful. Yeah.
The melody that really took off from that wedding was Baruch Ato Be'ir, which I never really recorded, but as other people have recorded.
Well, too bad we don't have a guitar or something and have some background for you to sing it now.
Sameach de Savach.
Sameach de Savach. Oh, this is a wonderful selection coming right up. And call here at 201-761-9768.
Sameach de Savach, Re'eim Ahovim, Ki Sameachacha Yetzirecha Bin Gan Eden Mi'ikerem. Sameach de Savach, Re'eim Ahovim, Ki Sameachacha Yetzirecha Pinganei dem ikedem Sameach Tisalamach Reim ahuvi Kisameachacha Yetzirecha Pinganei dem ikedem Sameach Tisalamach Yetzirecha Bin Gan Eden Ikedem Sameach de Savach Re'eim Ahovim Ki Sameachacha Yetzirecha Bin Gan Eden Ikedem Sameach de Savach Yetzirecha
We've been listening to Sameach Tisamach, and Bensina's tied up on the phone right now, but we'll go on to the next selection, and we'll do a proper introduction in a few seconds, but this is Nachamu Nachamu, which has a certain mysterious quality to it, and we've played this many times in the past, and I know that you'll enjoy this selection.
Nachemu, Nachemu, Amin, Yoima. Nachemu, Nachemu, Amin, Yoima, Elokeichem. Dabiru aleiv Yerushalayim vekiru eleha, ki mo.
Keep flying,
kifayim bichor hatuseho. Bichor hatuseho.
Ben Sin, we've been getting so many phone calls, and I think you're going to have to stay for an hour afterwards. By the way, I have to tell you, a young man by the name of Yussel from New York, he said he was in his 20s, called, and he wanted to say this on the air for all to hear. He said that when he heard you, for the last 2 years, daven Musa for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, how inspirational it was for him, and he said, you can't believe it. And he said it was wonderful.
Thank
and,
you.
On behalf of Yussel, I'm jealous because I'm just getting into this, you know, and I have to hear a good chazan.
Yes.
That's wonderful. Now, we just heard Nachamu Ami. It was very
special.
Well,
speaking about Yom Ha'Noraim, yes. I have this coming, I think you have next coming up,
the
Kaddish, which I sing Yom Ha'Noraim very, very often.
Okay.
And this is composed by the second Majlis Rebbe, that's Reb Shaul. And I very often sing it at the close of the service, close of the after Musaf. That's okay. The last Kaddish.
Okay, from the Yomim Noraim. Betzin Shaker.
Pain is kind of shmei, shmei rabar, yom ha-divrochir ul-usei, yom elich balech ul-usei, yatz ma'ur kone, ikor ve'meshay yukhar, v'chay yechoy, ur yoy mechoy, o v'chay yechol, beis yisrael,
Ben Sion, we are trying to play 22 selections in 3 minutes. It's not going to work.
I'm trying to talk on the telephone, too.
Yes, yes. It's the fastest 2 hours in Jewish music.
I don't know where the time went. I mean, because it seemed like we just started.
We just started, right. Yeah. And we're going to have you come back, I think.
All right. Yes, Hashem.
Okay, in the background, let's hear La Yehudim. Have this. This was recorded.
That was 1980, I recorded.
1980.
That.
That's a recent one.
Yeah, I composed it in 78, I believe. And also composed for a wedding, a daughter of a friend of mine.
Uh huh.
And it's interesting. The melody was composed at a yeshiva dinner. I was very bored listening to some of the speakers. I don't want to say where it was. I had this little whatever it was, like the you know they hand it on the table, so a menu, whatever it was.
Right.
So I just
started writing.
I started writing it over there while listening to the speeches. It so happened that this gentleman asked me to compose something for his daughter's wedding that same afternoon. That I met the fellow.
Interesting.
And I went to a dinner and I said I thought of La Yehudim. That's
wonderful. But Sam, where are we going with Hasidic music in 2 seconds? There's a great revival taking place.
Oh, there's definitely a great revival. I mean, do you notice how all the different the Hasidic groups keep coming out with new
yes.
things? And some of the like Bells and Guerin. And
yes, and Breslov. I have so many. And, you know, I don't play enough of it on this year right. because I'm not familiar with it and you'll have to educate me.
Okay, I'll try.
How about some closing thoughts?
I am now thinking of doing something new myself. I have a whole repertoire that I've composed about 400 melodies. Really, I've actually only recorded about 50 of my own, and there's so many that are just laying dormant and waiting to be recorded, but I don't have the time for it. I don't have the... And, of course, it's, you know, you need the resources, too. But I am working on something right now. I've contacted certain people, professionals in the field, and we're starting to work on it.
That's wonderful. And, of course, my audience is certainly going to look forward to hearing it and purchasing it and sharing it with the world.
Thank you.
Bensian Schenker, thank you so much for coming to the studio. Yeah. I know it's quite a schlep from Brooklyn, but, you know, we're really not that far away.
It's not that far away, no. And,
really.
Every minute of it was just a delight, you know, just to meet you and
meet
your audience and get all these different calls that I...
Well, and you know, we have to thank the Jewish Press and all the other publications.
Right.
The Jewish Press has been so wonderful in promoting our show, and they gave a wonderful review for... an announcement
right,
for
first we have to thank
Paul Rothenberg
Jack
and Jackie Klass,
Paul
yes.
Rothenberg, both of them.
Yes.
Two wonderful people.
Absolutely. And
I know they love this show. And I'm surprised that Paul didn't call. In fact, I thought he did.
That was
call.
Paul. Well, well, maybe he'll call now. We're at 201-761-9768. That's 201-761-9768. Ben Sandschenker, once again, thank you so much for joining with us. And the time is now 10 p.m. This is Charlie Bernhout saying shalom. Again, if you wish to speak to Ben Sian for a few minutes, we'll be here at 201-761-9768. And don't forget, next week we're going to have a two-hour special of Moshe Kuzovitsky's live performances, and the week thereafter of David, and that will be recordings by from the private collection of Cantor Robert Veig. Shalom, everyone. We're ready to go on to the next show. Okay, so there you are. I hope that you enjoyed this look back in history to 22 years ago to that really fun interview that I had with the great Bensian Schenker with his wife and son-in-law in the studio. And it's clear that he was very special. And it's also clear, as you will hear in Velvo Pasternak's comments during the third hour, that we have to get the music out beyond the small circle of Hasidic listeners and to introduce him to the broader audience, because his music really deserves to be heard throughout the Jewish world. And any of you who have any thoughts about how we can do this, certainly I will do what I can with my program. Just get in touch with me and let's see what we can do. Again, thanks for joining with me. Don't forget to tell your friends about the program. Remember that word of mouth is the best forms of advertising. And not to be too repetitive, you're listening to this program. You enjoyed it. I think you'll enjoy going to show number 125 of November 7th, 2011, 5 years ago, to hear the second two-hour interview that I did with Bensian Shenker. I went to his home in Brooklyn, sat there with him and his brother Chaim Boruch, and we gave an update on what was going on in the world of Bensian Shenker. So again, thanks for joining with me, and shalom.